下是我们奥利问答的时间。我们今天进入海德堡奥利问答的第54问。我来读问题，我们一起来读答案。海德堡奥利问答第54问：论到圣儿宫之教会，你相信什么呢？答：我相信这教会是上帝的儿子，从全人类当中，自世界之始至世界之末，借着他的圣灵和圣言，为自己聚集、护卫并保守的一群选民，目的是叫他们得享永生，使他们在真道上同归于一，并且我是也永远是这群人里活泼的一员。我们现在把时间交给阿特牧师，他今天正道题目是追求敬虔。
弟兄姊妹好，主内平安。
这个不用翻译了。
Please turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 to 10.
让我们一起翻开我们的圣经，来到新约提摩太前书第四章六到十节。
Before we come to reading the reading of God's word, let's ask God for His enlightenment.
在我们读神的话语之前，我们继续来祷告，来祈求神圣灵的光照。
Oh Lord, our God, we come before you to ask you to humble us.
我们的主，我们的神，我们来到你面前的时候，求你让我们的心谦卑。
Lead us to recognize the sovereignty and the truthfulness of your word.
因为我们进入到神你自己话语的主权和你自己话语当中的真道。
Help us to be convicted of our sins.
让我们在心中也能够来明确的看到我们的罪。
Lead us to repentance.
引我们进入真正的悔改。
And most importantly, lead us to Christ Jesus our Lord.
更重要的引我们到耶稣基督里面。
So that we can experience the sweetness of His salvation.
让我们可以亲尝他的救恩的美善。
All this we pray in His glorious name.
我们奉他的荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. I'll ask Elder Eric to please read from chapter 4, 6 to 10.
好，我们来读今天的经文，我来给大家读。你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦劳力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这是神的话。
So as we are going through the book of 1 Timothy, I want to remind you of what we have been going through.
在我们在一起来查考提摩太前书的时候，我们可以再回顾一下我们以前看过的
In the last passage in chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, explicitly warned Timothy about the infiltration of the false teachings of and the asceticism in the church.
在我们上次讲到的提摩太前书四章的一到五节，保罗在圣灵的感动下特别的明确的来警告当时的教会当中一些虚假的教师和虚假教训的这种渗透，这些虚假的教师呢，他要把人引到这种律法主义和这种苦修主义的这种误区当中。
And in turn, we today, the church, are also warned to be alert, to be discerning of this danger.
那在今天的经文保罗也继续的来警告教会当中我们所面临的其他的一些危险。
So in today's passage, in these verses we just read from 6 to 10, Paul is challenging Timothy to be resolute, to make a choice in verse 6.
那在我们今天看的这段经文，保罗也继续来警戒这个教会，他特别的来提醒 也来挑战提摩太在他这样的生命中的一些抉择。
And that's whether he would take on the responsibility to warn his flock about these false teachings.
所以保罗在要来嘱咐提摩太要来承担这样一个提醒教会的这样的一些责任。
And also to promote true godliness in the church.
并且在教会当中来推动这种弟兄姐妹真正的敬虔。
And if he would do that, Paul says he would be a good servant of Christ Jesus, verse 6.
那在第六节保罗说，你如果提摩太如果这样做的话，便是主耶稣基督的好的工人或者好的执事。
Timothy is called to be a stark contrast to the false teachers in the church.
所以保罗在呼召提摩太要在教会当中成为一个跟这些虚假的教训成为鲜明对照的这样的一个工人。
Now we know that that the Greek word servant, which is diakonos, can be translated as deacon, which is what we have in the Chinese Union Version, the 和合本。
当时希腊原文的这个字 diakonos, 是可以翻译成执事，就是中文和合本的翻译。
But it does not mean the office of deacon.
但这里说这个执事呢，并不是教会当中这个做执事的职位。
The Greek can also mean a minister, which is what you have in the NIV, in the New International Version, that if you have the English version.
这个希腊字呢，也可以翻译成这种传道人或者工人就是像在英文的很多版本中所翻译的。
And more importantly, it can also mean just simply someone who serves. That means just a servant, which is exactly what the ESV has.
那更重要的是呢，这个词也可以就直接翻译成这种比较广泛的意义上的这种服侍或者侍奉神这也是在英文标准本当中的翻译。
More specifically, this word diakonos carries the meaning of whether someone is useful to his master or to the servant's master.
那这个字里面也包含着一个这个含义，这个字呢代表着一个仆人是否是在他的主人的眼中是一个有用的仆人。
So with this understanding of the word diakonos, we realize that this is actually very applicable to all of us.
那当我们这样看这个字的翻译的时候，就知道它跟我们每一个人都息息相关。
Because all Christians are called to be useful servants of the Lord.
因为所有的基督徒神都呼召我们在城里成为他合用的有用的器皿。
We should all aim and choose to be good servants of Christ Jesus.
我们也都应该努力地去追求成为神的这种忠心的仆人。
And the key for being a good servant of Christ Jesus is the pursuit of godliness, which is what this passage is about.
作为一个神的仆人，那神所要求我们的关键之一就是敬虔，那就是也是这段经文中保罗的提醒。
Now the word godliness appears in the book of 1 Timothy 9 times.
敬虔这个字在提摩太前书当中出现了九次。
Clearly, it is one of the most important themes in this letter.
所以是在这封信当中的一个主要的主题之一。
The definition of this word godliness is the reverential awe and love of God that sprouts into true obedience.
那这个字的含义呢是在神里面是真正的能够心里面存着对神的虔诚敬畏的心，以致产生出对神的真正的顺服。
It is the genuine wonder and desire to be like Christ, which is only made possible by faith in Christ alone.
是一个在心中的真正的要来效法基督的这样的一个渴望。那这种渴望呢，是本身是一个神这个心中的信心的这种表述。
For Christ is the mystery of godliness. This is what Paul talks about at the end of chapter 3.
那保罗在第三章的结尾的时候提到，特别的提到这个敬虔的奥秘就是在这一点。
So let me ask you this.
那我想问大家这个问题。
And you don't have to answer out loud.
你不一定要大声回答。
If you want to have good physical health, what are some of the most basic things that you should do?
那你如果想要一个身体健康的话，你要有哪些是你特别要做的事情呢？
common sense tells you that you need to have first a good diet, a good nutrition, right?
所以常识会告诉我们，你首先要有一个正确的饮食。
You need to have good regular exercise.
另外呢，你要有经常的锻炼。
And also the proper amount of rest.
那也要有适当的休息。
Now, let me ask you then, if you want to pursue godliness in your life.
那我也问大家，你如果要在生命当中来追求敬虔的话。
If you want to be a good servant of Jesus, of Christ Jesus,
要成为耶稣基督的好工人、好执事的话，
if you want to maintain good spiritual health, what are some of the most fundamental things that you should do?
那要也是，换句话说，是要在你的生命中保持你的属灵生命的健康的话，你要做哪些最基本的事情呢？
Well, as it turns out, the basic approach is not too different from our pursuit of having good physical health.
其实你会发现，那这个你要做的呢，其实跟你保持你自己的肉体的身体的健康的做法其实是相似的。
Because first, you have to have the right diet for godliness.
你首先呢，你也要在你的生命中有好的属灵的饮食。
And second,you will need to have discipline to train and exercise for godliness.
那第二呢，你要在你的属灵的生命当中来操练这样的生命的敬虔。
And third, you will also need to find rest in your striving for godliness.
那第三呢，在你的这样的追求当中你也要在神里面要有享受真正的安息。
So these are the three points today on pursuing godliness in the Christian life.
这是我们今天所讲的追求敬虔的三个要点。
So first, the diet for godliness.
敬虔的饮食或者敬虔的滋养。
So a good servant of Christ Jesus, according to Paul, is someone, look at verse 6, someone who is being trained in the words of faith and of the good doctrine that he has followed.
那在第六节，保罗让我们看到呢，真正的一个耶稣基督的好的工人或者好的仆人呢，是首先是要在神的真道的话语上，在善道上要得到这种滋养，得到教育。
Pay attention to the verb being trained, 得了教育。
那我们要看这里边的关键词在这里，它是得到教育这个字。
That word, that verb here means being nourished.
那这个字其实是得到教育的意思，是得到滋养、得到营养的意思。
It relates to children being fed.
更是跟这个其实跟孩子你喂养孩子这样的一个概念相关。
So this implies that a good servant of Christ needs to be fed and continue to be fed by first the words of faith.
那所以作为一个基督耶稣的好的。好的仆人，好的执事，那首先是要在神的自己的真道的话语上能够得到喂养。
The word of faith means the essential truth of the gospel.
那真道的话语这里指的是信心的，在神里面领受的信心的这种真正的福音。
And second, the good doctrine also needs to be fed to you.
除了这个真道的话语或者说是福音的这种真理之外，那第二也提到，那是要有正确的教义。就这里所提到的善道
that means good biblical teaching, apostolic teaching.
那这里所代表的乃是正确的顺服神真道的顺服使徒教训的这样的话语。
These are the essential source of spiritual nourishment.
那这是我们的属灵的营养的一个重要的来源。
We need the enrichment of the gospel and the understanding of good biblical apostolic teaching.
那需要在福音当中得到滋养，那么要在神的这样正确的教育当中得到教训。
It is essential for us to have a good source of nutrition that can truly nourish our souls.
那是这些的营养的来源是我们可以来真正来滋养我们的这种灵命属灵的这种生命。
Therefore, not only must we read the Bible, that goes without saying, we have to read the Bible.
所以我们不仅是要首先要读圣经这是理所当然的。
We have to keep reading it again and again.
那我们而且需要我们要不停的不断的一遍一遍的来读圣经。
I think the Christian problem is that Christians have a problem that we don't even know what God says in the Bible a lot of times.
因为现在很多的问题是我们基督徒都不知道圣经里给我神的神讲了什么。
But not only reading, but we also need to study it.
我们不仅是要读, 而且需要来,
also, we need to listen to good biblical preaching.
我们要来听, 合乎, 圣经的讲道。
We need to read good devotional books, books that can help us to understand the Bible and Bible doctrines.
我们要, 来阅读很好的属灵的, 这种灵修的书籍, 可以帮助我们来理解圣经章中的真理和教义。
But in this diet, we must not only seek to be fed by the good and healthy, nutritious spiritual food.
在我们这样的一个属灵的饮食当中，所我们追求的不仅是要在神的这个神里面能够得到好的这种属灵的饮食。
Because Paul also warns Timothy about what kinds of spiritual junk food to reject and avoid in verse 7.
那保罗也在这里提醒，在第七节提醒提摩太，我们也要来避免那些属灵的所谓的垃圾食物。
He said, have nothing to do with irrelevant, silly myths.
他说你要弃绝那些世俗的言语。
Silly myths in the Chinese would be old wives' tales, which is also in the NIV.
属灵的言语，或者是这个所谓的无稽之谈，那么第二个字呢，在这个 中文的和合本翻译中，它是翻译成所谓的老妇的荒谬的话。These
are godless myths.
这些是一些离开神的这些无稽之谈。These
are myths that are foolish, profane, and even blasphemous to God and to Scripture.
很多可能是比较是愚蠢的，而且是污秽的，甚至是亵渎神的话。
They are called old wives' tales because back then, old women would exchange silly stories when they gathered together to do domestic work like weaving in the afternoon.
这里保罗所提到这个老妇的荒谬的话，是指因为当时在很多的这样的一些妇女在一起做工的时候，比方说纺织织布的时候，他们之间会就有这种传一些这种无聊的故事。
So Paul is being sarcastic here.
所以保罗在这里是比较有一点讽刺的意思在。It
is as if he's saying, who would want to be associated to people who would say such foolish, silly things?
所以保罗在这里提到这些虚假的教训，就像这些荒谬的言语一样，那谁会愿意来听这些荒谬的话呢？
Why wouldn't anyone not reject them?
为什么我们不能抛弃这些荒谬的话。
But the reality is that these irrelevant silly myths may captivate and even fascinate Christians who don't have a good spiritual nourishment and diet.
但是当时的问题在于，如果一个基督徒没有一个正确的属灵的滋养，属的饮食，他们可能会被这些无稽之谈、这些荒谬的故事来被他们所吸引。
You may be thinking, how can this be?
你可能会说，这样的事怎么会发生呢？
Well, it happens today.
那这个事情其实在今天也是一样在发生。
For example, Christmas was just less than a month ago, right?
或者举例来说，就像我们不到一个月之前，我们刚有圣诞节。I
wonder how many Christian parents fed the silly myths to the children that Santa Claus is real.
即使是很多基督徒的父母，我们也在跟我们的孩子宣讲这一个所谓的这个圣诞老人是一个真实的一个人物。
And other example, I wonder how many Christians read the horoscopes or the Chinese zodiac concerning the future.
那还有另外的例子，就是我不知道有没有有多少基督徒他们仍然在研究所谓的星座或者是这种中国的这种生肖在那个其中的一些其中的道理。
Oh, there are other irrelevant, silly myths that some Christians may not think of them as harmful to the Christian faith.
那很多这些荒谬的东西呢，在对于某些信徒而言，可能他们觉得，这没有什么太多害处。Oh,
maybe just a sleazy, cheap novel.
就好像一个廉价的小说一样。Maybe
a low-class movie.
就好像或者一个低级的电影。
A gory, violent video game?
或者是那些充满了暴力的这种电子游戏。
And how about those endless, mindless YouTube shorts?
还有当今的很多的这些无聊的这个油管上的很多这种短的录像。
Paul says, get rid of the junk food that ruin you and your people's spiritual diet if you want to be a good servant of Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这里说, 你要成为耶稣基督的好的工人, 好的童工, 你必须要来弃绝, 这些无聊的, 荒谬的, 这些,
An accomplished concert violinist in New York Carnegie's, New York's Carnegie Hall was once asked a question.
那当时有一位, 已经, 卓有成就的, 小提琴, 小提琴家, 在, 他在这个, 卡耐基音乐厅表演的时候, 有人曾问他, 这样一个问题,
How could she become so skilled in her violin, in playing a violin?
她为什么能够在她的演奏上有如此高的技巧?
She said that it was by what she called planned neglect.
她说她的方法乃是, 这种所谓的有计划的忽视。
She planned to neglect everything that was not related to her goal of being a good violinist.
所以他是有计划的了去忽视那些任何跟他的要达让他达到他的演奏的目标无关的东西。
In other words, we need to be intentional about what we put inside us and what we don't put inside us.
所以换句话说，我们也是要特别的来有目标的来注意我们是来吸收哪些东西，我们可以忽视哪些东西。
For you see, what you take in shapes who you want to be.
因为你所吸收的这些道理慢慢就决定了你会成为什么样的人。
Do you want to be a good servant of Christ Jesus?
我们愿意成为耶稣基督的好执事吗？
It all starts with having a good spiritual diet of godliness.
那我们首先要在神里面得到这样的敬虔的饮食，敬虔的滋养。
And then second, we need to look at verse 7. We need to train for godliness.
第二点，在第七节我们看到我们也要来有在神里面的敬虔的操练。
By using the word train here, Paul is employing sports imagery.
那这里保罗所用的训练或者说操练这个字呢，他也是在引用了一个这种运动上的一个比喻。
It is from this Greek word that we get the English word gymnasium or gym.
那这个比喻就是这个原来的希腊字呢，其实就是这个今天的我们所说这个体操或者这个体操房这个字。Paul
uses sports imagery because he knows Timothy and the people who reads this letter that in Ephesus would grasp what he's trying to say right away.
那他用的这个所谓的运动的这个形象的比喻呢，在对于他当时的听众而言，他们会非常容易的明白。
Because back then in the first century Greco-Roman culture, people were crazy about sports games that they would even pay tribute because these sports games would pay tribute to pagan gods.
因为当时在古希腊、古罗马的这种文化当中，那当时的人们对于这个运动，对于体育是一个非常热衷的，因为当时的这些体育的活动，是要在其中敬拜那些当时他们所拜的假神的这些运动。
Sports events like this would generate a lot of money for local economy.
那当时的这些体育的这些重大的比赛，或者是事件呢，也会在当时的这种当地的经济当中，会带来很多经济上的收益。
And people back then were completely fascinated by those huge, massive stadium.
所以在当时也有很大的这种运动场，那么大家都非常喜欢这种运动的地点。
And also, athletic training was an essential component in Greek educational process along with liberal arts.
而且在当时在这种古希腊的文化当中，不仅是在他们的这种孩子的教育当中，那不仅是有这种知识上，文理学科的教育，更是也有这种身体的这种训练，身体的。 这种体育的锻炼也是当时教育当中重要的科目。The
idea is to train young men to become ideal citizens in Greek cities.
他们的目标是要把这些年轻人呢培养成当时这种希腊的城市当中一些理想的这种有用的年轻人。
Everybody else in the world back then were chasing after this ideal.
所以在当时，那所有的当时的人都在追求当时的他们的这些理想。
And so everyone knows what it takes for athletes to train to be good and great.
所以当时每个人都懂得，那么作为一个你要成为一个好的运动员你需要经过什么样的训练？
People would train for like hundreds, thousands of hours of exercise and training just to run what? 100 meters?
那就好像你如果你是训练一个只是百米的比赛，但是呢要通过你可能要花几百上千个小时的就是时间来训练你跑这样的比赛。
They would train for years, many, many years, just to compete for an hour, for minutes.
可能是一个在这个比赛本身只有几分钟的时间，但是呢，你可能为此付出的训练可能要经过多年的时间。
The Winter Olympics is just around the corner. I mean, that's exactly what the athletes are doing today as well.
那我们知道，冬季奥运会也马上就要开始了。那我们也知道，今天我们这样的事情在当代也是如此。
So Paul is getting at this kind of training not for the body, but for godliness.
那但这里保罗所要他所教训我们的呢，是要用这样的态度呢，不是要来操练我们的身体，乃是要操练我们的属灵生命的敬虔。
Back up a little bit. Everybody knows that to have good physical fitness, you need to have good diet and exercise.
那我们都知道，如果我们要有好的身体，那我们要有好的饮食，也有好的锻炼。
But you should never expect immediate results.
我们也都明白那你其实即使这样做的时候呢，你也不能期望马上就有立竿见影的效果。
The key to get good health, good fitness is to keep at what you are doing.
那其实所做你要所做的关键呢，是要你要持续坚持不懈的去有这样的好的饮食，好的练身。
You need to be willing to make sacrifice for your training.
而且你要有甘心，要去为了这样的操练呢，你要付出各样的牺牲。
You need to commit to keep going despite whatever adversity is in front of you.
不管你遇到什么样的困难，你可能都要坚持不懈的去做。
Don't make excuses for yourself.
而且不能为自己找借口。
In a training like this, you have to persevere and never give up.
在这样的操练当中呢，你要去来坚持而不能放弃。
Now, there are different ways to train for godliness with balance.
那我们有要用一个平衡的办法来做我们属灵操练的时候那也会有各样的办法，各样的途径。
It certainly starts with a regular, consistent reading of God's word I mentioned already.
那就像我刚才说的，我们首先要开始要做的乃是要有真正要有坚持经常的来读圣经。
Consistently join Bible study groups with your brothers and sisters.
而且要坚持的来参加我们的这个弟兄姐妹的我们的这样的查经班的学习。
Frequently engaging in prayer, both personally and corporately.
那而且要来固定了来一起祷告，不仅是有个人的祷告，也有这种在教会当中一起的公祷。
Pray with the church on Wednesday.
到在教会三十在星期三我们一起来为教会来祷告。
Pray with your family. Pray with brothers and sisters.
那在家庭的敬拜当中祷告。
Get in
the 跟弟兄姊妹一起来祷告。
Get involved in church's various ministries.
那也要来这个操练也包括来在教会的各样的事工当中呢，也来参与来侍奉。
Care for brothers and sisters' need. Practice hospitality.
那也操练这种我们的这种能够有一个热情款待客人的心在弟兄姊妹这当中也能够有彼此的关怀。
Be willing to open your home.
能够愿意开放我们的家庭。
And you are to keep at it.
而且坚持不懈的这样做。
And you are to commit to keep going with this on this course.
也就像我们这个体育的锻炼一样，我们能够要坚持不懈的下去。
And here are the value or benefits of your training in verse 8.
那第八节告诉这个保罗告诉我们这样的你要这样的训练当中给我们的益处。
While bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
操练身体益处还少, 唯独敬虔凡事都有益处,
this verse is the highlight of this entire passage.
那这一段经文当中第八节是这段经文的高潮。
Because in verse 9, it tells us this is a trustworthy saying.
因为第九节保罗也特别来强调这句话是一个令人信服的一句话。
This is the third time this phrase shows up in 1 Timothy.
那这是保罗第三次的在提摩太书里面提到这句话。
I previously explained that when he uses a phrase like this, he's trying to highlight something that is important.
所以当保罗说这话是可信的, 那保罗特别在强调这句话是非常重要。
So Paul here says that body training is of some value, some value.
这里保罗说你操练身体的时候呢,有一定的益处。
This is why the world back then and today are so crazy about, you know, training, but your body.
那这也是为什么不管是过去还是现在,我们这个世界当中,我们都有很多人被 这种练身,
it keeps you healthy, it can make you look fit and attractive.
它可以让你的身体健康,也能够让你的身体看上去非常的吸引人,让人觉得看着好看。
But the value is limited as it only benefits the physical body and it doesn't last.
但保罗说这样的益处呢是有限的，因为你操练身体所来你能够得到益处的只是你的这种肉体的身体，它是这个身体呢，而是这个身体不会存到永远。Just
look at so many retired professional athletes when they stop training and stop watching their diet, what happened to them?
就像你看到今天的很多的运动员，当他们年纪上了年纪之后，不再继续训练之后，他们的身体会变成什么样子呢？
In fact, no one can bring any of their bodily training beyond death into eternity, can they?
当然，每个人也不能把这种对身体的操练带到永恒当中去。
Can you bring your big bicep that you train into eternity?
你今天训练的这种发达的肌肉，你是带不到天上去的。
You can't bring any of your medals or trophies into eternity.
你也不能把今天所得到的各样的奖牌和奖杯带到天上去。
But
但是,
training for godliness is beneficial now as you will become more Christ-like in your sanctification because it affects your character now.
但是你当我们操练敬虔的时候呢，它会操练我们这种品，我们的灵命的品格。But training
for godliness also brings you to glorification in eternity beyond this life.
那操练敬虔呢，也让我们能够引我们灵到能够到永生的这样的荣耀当中去。
Training for godliness now, that's sanctification.
那当我们这种操练敬虔的过程，就是一个成圣的过程。And
that leads us to glorification for the life to come.
能够引我们到那将来的这种永生的荣耀当中去。So
this is why we must toil and strive. This is exactly what Paul says in verse 10.
这也是为什么我们要在操练的敬虔上要来努力，要来劳苦，这就是
Toil, that means laboring, that's a military language.
这个劳苦这个字就是一个辛劳劳作的意思，也是一个士兵所用的这种语言。Actually,
the toil is 劳力. Sorry. Oh. The strive is 劳苦. I will explain it in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the order in Chinese changed.
好，那刚才我说的字是一个中文翻译当中的这个努力的这个字。Right,
right. Because 劳力 it expressed the idea of intensity.
这种努力呢，代表了你的这种操练当中的这种密集的程度。And
then the Greek word strive, 劳苦, is the root of the English word agonize. That's why it's 劳苦.
那当时的这个 希腊字当中那个劳苦呢，是啊，其中包含了有一个不仅是有一个努力，而且有一个遭受、经受痛苦的这样的意思在里面。
It involves suffering and pain.
啊，其中可能包含了啊，你这种啊身体的这种啊痛苦和这种啊伤痛。
So this is the extent and degree to which we are to train for godliness.
所以保罗这里也提到，那么当我们操练敬虔的时候呢，我们要操练到啊这种受苦的程度。
So at this, you ought to be thinking, how is this toiling and striving for godliness different from the false teachers, asceticism, legalism?
那这里我们可能会想到，那我们当我们这样去劳苦，这样去努力的时候呢，那跟前面上次讲到我们当中提到的这些所谓假教师所推崇的这种苦修的苦行或者苦修的主义有什么区别呢？
Well, here's the difference.
那区别在这里。
Asceticism, legalism are self-centered.
律法主义、苦修主义呢，是一个以自我为中心的努力。
It depends on your own doing to gain and earn your own spiritual benefits and merits from God.
它是依靠自己的努力呢，去在神面前要赚取你的功劳。
And so you strive and live for yourself.
所以你去劳苦，你去努力呢，为了自己的这种自立的缘故。
But toiling and striving for godliness is God-centered and Christ-focused.
那对于我们操练敬虔的劳苦和努力呢，是以神为中心，以基督为中心的。
Even while you toil and strive, you depend fully on the power of Christ's Spirit in your life.
当我们在劳苦努力追求敬虔的时候，我们所依靠的乃是在圣灵里耶稣基督的能力在我们身上。
And you do it, you make progress in your sanctification, ultimately not for yourself, for God's glory.
那我们在敬虔上的晋升，那最终也不是为了我们自己的益处，乃是为了神的荣耀。
Why? Because your identity is in Christ.
为什么呢？因为我们的本位是在基督里面。
Because you are God's child.
因为我们是神的儿女。
You belong to him.
我们属于他。
You carry his name.
我们身上带着他的名号。
And therefore, you toil and strive for godliness to please God for his glory.
所以我们劳苦努力来赚取讨神的喜悦能够来荣耀他。
And this brings me to my last point, and that's finding rest in our striving or training for godliness.
这也带我们进入到我们今天的第三个要点，就是在这样的敬虔和劳苦努力的当中呢，我们能够在神里面安息。
You see, if we are legalistic or ascetic in living out our Christian life,
如果我们在我们的基础我们的属灵的生活当中乃是要靠着自己的能力去苦修的时候，
we are really trusting our own works, trusting ourselves.
我们信靠的乃是我们的自己和我们的功夫。
We have our hope of salvation set on what we can do.
所以我们在我们的这个救恩当中的盼望呢，是在我们自己能做什么上面。
And when we make progress in our pursuit of godliness, we be proud. We are proud of ourselves of what we have accomplished.
那在所以在我们追求敬虔的时候，当我们依靠神的力量的时候，我们是能够以他来夸口。
We are glorifying ourselves. We become prideful.
当然我们靠自己的时候呢，我们所荣耀的是自己，我们就会骄傲。
But the thing is, it doesn't take long for anyone to notice how easily we fail in our pursuit of godliness.
所以当我们自己靠着自己努力的时候呢，我们也会看到我们是如何的就会我们如何会轻易的就失败。
There are just so many distractions and activities in our lives.
我们在生命当中有很多的引诱各样的这个来让我们分心的东西。
There are things that other people in the world, unbelievers, are into, are crazy about, that involves fun, money, and glory. And
那在我们的周围我们这非信这种非信徒当中，他们所追求的，他们所为之疯狂的东西里面，很多是有多很有趣的也许可能很多是赚钱的那么也可能是让他们自己那个很体面的事情。
These are the things that we do or we want to do as we fear of missing out.
那所以我们呢，常常也会去追求这些东西，因为我们怕我们自己落后了。
And because of that, we fail in our pursuit for godliness.
因此我们也常常的在我们的敬虔的努力当中失败。
And we get anxious when that happens.
当我们这样失败的时候呢，我们心中就会很焦虑。
We fear that we can't measure up to God's demand.
那么我们也担心我们达不到神的要求。
And because of that, we are discouraged, and some of us would even give up.
所以我们就会因此气馁，甚至会。就完全的放弃。
This is the result of setting our hope on what we can do in our pursuit for God.
如果这是在如果我们把眼光只是放在自己身上，靠着我们自己努力的时候的结果。
We do it for our own benefits by our own strength.
靠着自己的力量，为了我们自己的好处。
This is why Paul says in verse 10, the second half of it, that we are to do it, we are to set our hope on the living God, the true God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe.
这也是保罗的在第十节的第二后半部提醒我们，我们的应该把我们的盼望放在永生的上帝里边，他是我们的救主。
This gospel hope is offered to all people without this distinction on whether who you are, whether you are Jew or Gentiles.
这种福音的盼望呢，这里保罗说他是给万人的，意思是说是给不管是外邦人还是犹太人都没有分别。
This gospel hope is given to everyone. That doesn't matter whether you are Chinese, Americans, or Europeans.
那这种福音当中的盼望是不仅是不是给这个。中国人或者是欧洲人还是美国人。
But more importantly, this gospel is given to all, whether you have done well or poorly.
更重要的是，不管我们在神里面的敬虔的努力是好还是差，这样的福音的盼望都是给我们的。
Because this hope of God's sure salvation is offered to all without any works of ours added to it.
因为神的这样的救恩的确据呢。不是依赖于我们自己的努力。
Now notice this, Paul is not a universalist.
但这里我们要注意，在保罗呢，并不是说在宣传一个所谓的普救论。
It means that he is not teaching that God saves everyone.
他不是在教导神会这个每一个人在神里面都会得救。
For you see, the next clause, Paul sharpens his point by saying at the end of verse 10, especially of those who believe.
所以保罗在这里更是用更明确的说，他是不仅是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
This is the much, much needed rest.Rest that we find and need in our pursuit of godliness.
那在我们这样的追求敬虔的过程当中，这种福音的盼望可以给我们带来它里面的安息。
This rest is about fully trusting in the sin atonement that Christ has made for us.
这种盼望这种安息是在于能够我们完全的相信那神的这种他的救恩的这种努力。
It is about believing in Christ's cleansing blood alone can save you.
相信神的他给我们的这种救赎的应许，相信他的宝血能够真正让我们得救。
And through repentance, when we sin and fail, we wholeheartedly hold on to this, his power of resurrection to overcome our sin and weaknesses.
那即使是在我们失败，即使在我们软弱的时候呢，我们可以完完全全的来抓住他在这样的救赎当中给我们的这样的宝贵的盼望和应许。
There is no work, nothing that can be added to the work of Christ.
那基督的工作上面，我们自己不能够加添任何的事情。
What a wonderful Savior！
这是对，他是一个何等的这样奇妙的救主。
So even as we toil and strive toward godliness，
所以即使在我们为了追求敬虔来劳苦来努力的时候
，we find hope—the hope of certainty that it is God, He who had begun a good work of salvation in us。
我们在他里面也有这样一个确定的盼望。因为是神他在我们里面开始了这样的工作。
And he is also the one who will bring it to completion. This is Philippians 1:6.
这也是这个在腓立比书保罗所说的。那么他自己必要成全这工。
So we don't have to be anxious.
所以我们不必要为此来担忧。
We don't have to be afraid of not measuring up to God's standard in our striving for godliness.
不要来担心我们在我们这样的追求敬虔过程当中，我们自己能不能达到神给我们设立的这种尺度。
But we do have to toil and strive to pursue godliness.
但是我们要做的乃是要真正的去来劳苦，来努力，来去有这样的追求。
For our toiling and striving is for the purpose of glorifying God.
因为我们劳苦努力的 目的是要荣耀上帝,
because he is working in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Philippians 2:12.
他也要让我们在他里面能够去来做成我们得救的功夫来讨他的喜悦。
God is glorified when our salvation comes to completion.
当我们的救赎的工作完成的 在我们身上完成的时候，就是神得荣耀的时候。God
is glorified when we work out our salvation by fully trusting in His power.
当我们乃是要完全的靠着神的能力来做成我们得救的功夫的时候，那么神也会神的名就因此而得荣耀。God
is glorified when we participate in His work of others' salvation.
那当我们来也在 我们当中能够也在成为别人得救的器皿的时候，神的名就因此得荣耀。
That means we are called to be involved in sharing the hope of certainty of the gospel to other people.
所以神也来呼召我们，要把这样的确定的这种盼望也来分享给我们周围的人。
Godliness is that which distinguishes those who are true or false in the faith.
如何能够分别真正我们的信心是一个真实还是虚假的信心呢？就是在我们如何操练敬虔上面。So
will you strive to be a good servant of Christ Jesus?
那我们愿意来去为成为一个耶稣基督的好工人、好仆人或者好执事而去劳苦努力吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our God and our Father, we come before you humbled by your grace.
我们的神，我们的父，我们来到你面前的时候，我们在神你的恩典当中谦卑俯伏。
For we know that in so many moments in our lives that we have failed you in our striving for godliness.
也知道我们在生命当中，我们有很多的时候，在追求敬虔的路上来跌倒。Lord,
lead us to repentance.
神，你让我们能够在神你里面悔改。Lead
us to know that we must look to you and depend on the power of Christ's resurrection in our life to overcome our weakness and sins.
让我们仰望你，依靠主耶稣基督他的大能大力，能够来战胜我们身上的各样的软弱。Help
us to become more and more like Jesus in our character.
帮助我们，让我们的品格能够越来越像我们的救主耶稣基督。And
lead us to look forward to sharing the glory that you have promised us when Christ returns.
也让我们能够盼望，在他再来的时候，主啊，我们能够跟他一起同享他的荣耀。All
this we pray in Christ Jesus' wonderful name.
我奉主耶稣基督的宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.